are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, y'all, this one, Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes like way, way, way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I'll tell you who else covers a lot of ground. That's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across North Alabama, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area, newest one being in Helena. Listen, Southern Immediate Care, all their locations open 7 days a week. They will see all ages, and I'm talking about like geriatric to pediatric. They'll see all of them. And they're also open 7 days a week, so if you get sick on a Saturday, you could not have to wait till Monday. And listen, in all honesty, this is who I use. It is. I use Southern Immediate Care, and I don't use them because they advertise. I was already using them. I was always impressed by how clean, professional, friendly they were, how much they helped me. And then at the same time, I thought, you know what? I could brag on this. I'm just going to ask them what they on advertise. And it turns out they were owned by a Right Side ruffian. So how easy was that? Anyway, Southern Immediate Care. You find the location nearest to you. You head on down there. While you're filling out your forms, tell somebody you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that very much. Listen, by the way, I got to say, the podcast is really, so I said it yesterday, but I'm bragging on Big Rig again. The quality of the podcast element. So every day we take the show and then we sort of, now we really clean it up, enhance the audio. You've been doing that. And then it's uploaded. So if you miss part of the show or you want to hear something again, you want to send it to a friend, any podcasting medium out there, you can find it, on Apple, Podbean, whatever. You can also go to our website, rightsideradio.org and just, you know, find the podcast that way. How are we doing, by the way? You check the stats lately?
Yeah, we're doing good. We're up 23% this month.
This, really?
Mm-hmm.
In 1 month, up 23%.
And we also have about 30 downloads from Poland that I'm seeing. So there's somebody in Poland that's downloading the podcast.
No, dude, there's some bodies in Poland.
Some bodies, okay.
That's awesome. Poland, who's our number one state? Still Alabama?
I can't see the state, but
we used to have the state map where you could see and it would tell you. And for the longest time, California was our second biggest audience.
I have to look into that.
Well, nonetheless, the podcast is going great. You want to get a chance to take care of that. You want to hear it twice. You want to send it to somebody. We would love for you to do it. All right. Hey, listen, a lot of text messages, man. So some of these, I hope you guys have been listening to the show because I'm going to read some text messages that will probably date back to things that we talked about like in the first hour, because that's the way this show has been. I'm just going to reach back here. Don from Jackson County. Jackson County, how about that? Up yonder in Scottsboro way. John from Jackson County says, I've been to China a couple of dozen times, and I've been to a church service in a small village. It was in the preacher's own house. They don't hide their faith, but at the same time, they try to keep a low profile. As long as they don't try to make trouble, the local authorities don't bother with them. I'm guessing he's responding to my thing about, you know, Christian nationalism being the big boogaboo right now. Okay, I'm not sure what you're telling me, Don, but thanks for the text. Steve from Huntsville says, Biden's in Brownsville by other reports. You're right. I said earlier El Paso, and even the lovely Charlene texted me and said, no, it's Brownsville. Yeah, he picked. So if you're not familiar, Trump and Biden both did what might be called competing trips to the southern border today. Interesting. Funny how that worked out. I can't help but wonder if somebody coordinated. You know, the president's schedule is public, so you know where he's going to be. I can't help but wonder if Trump said, we're going down the same day. I don't know, but I would not be a bit surprised.
I bet he did.
You think?
I bet he did.
I would not be a bit surprised. Yeah. It'd be just like him. But the interesting thing is, Biden went to Brownsville, which does not have near the issues. It is, I don't want to say everything's good, but, you know, it's like, okay, Brownsville, well, Trump went to Eagle Pass. Eagle Pass is like ground zero for the mass migration. It has been at epic levels in Eagle Pass, tens of thousands a day. And so Eagle Pass is where Trump was. And by the way, Trump was there with the governor. So the governor of the state, who's a Republican, I get it. But the governor of the state is there to meet the former president while the actual current sitting president is in Brownsville and the governor's not there with him. Let that speak for itself. What else we got here? Jay Graham. Jay Graham from Decatur says Mark Levine played the Dick Lamb speech, "I have a plan to destroy America," on his radio show. This is exactly what's going on in America today. JT Lacey Springs says non-citizen voting. Let us proceed and send blank ballots to Russia, China, and Mexico. Leftists will be happy to harvest and then drop off. That is jackassery. Do you know where the button is, Big Rig, for jackassery? Mm-hmm. Yes. Illegals voting, harvesting, jackassery. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. There it is. Duff from Huntsville says, "I cannot help." Oh, hang on. Whoa. I got a bigger text for that one. He says, "I'm okay with people voting that have been vetted legally to vote. I respect the law, the process. However, I have a problem with the process of voting. Ballot harvesting, mail-ins, computers that can be manipulated. Voting should take place on one specific day, in person, by paper, strictly monitored. If need be, place a finger in the permanent ink to guard against double voting." He said, "I can accept losing, but make the fight fair." Duff, you were spot on, brother. And that's, by the way, you just described Alabama voting except for the ink on the finger. We do it pretty well here, and we get our results in the same day. Lisa from Tanner. Lisa, it's a long text. I can't read that long of a text, but I appreciate it. She says, "When I was growing up, many Christians still believed that politics was dirty business. We should stay out of it. I think that's the reason we now live in a post-Christian culture. We've been so concerned with being nice, we completely lost sight of the need." I agree with you. I think there was a long time there it was deemed that, well, we need to stay out of politics because that's really unseemly for the church to discuss it. Let me tell you something. The church in America better wake up. The church in America had better wake up. And I don't mean you have to go to the pulpit and endorse candidates. That's not what I'm saying. But you can certainly remind your people that voting day is coming and they should vote their faith. If you look at the candidates and you decide, well, that one stands for everything I don't, but that one stands for everything that I do believe, maybe that should guide your thinking in the polls. Jeff from Indiana says, I just realized it's, is he on the phone? Mm-hmm. Well, then why am I reading his text? Jeff from Indiana, how you doing, buddy?
I don't know. I was getting ready to talk about the first dipper, man. Just, you think about me and there I am.
just poof, there you are. Like a genie in a bottle. Yeah. Just rub. I sit over here and I just rub the microphone and Jeff appears.
As long as you don't criticize my fish, you'll be all right. John will give you a good score.
You know, I got a bad grade yesterday because I dared to criticize your fish.
No, it was me who started that.
I know.
It was Big Rig who started it, but I joined right in. I couldn't leave him out there flapping. So
we deserved it. We deserved it. Sorry about that, Jeff.
All right, what are you thinking today, Jeff?
Hey, this is on the first dipper and everything, but you know, they talk about the illegal aliens.
Yeah.
Well, they're not illegal aliens. Let's call them exactly what they are. They're illegal squatters.
True.
We treat them just like squatters. If they get their nose in the door and they come into your house and everything, it's like, oh, well, you know, they're in their house, they're living there. Even though they're trespassing and everything, we can't just arrest them and throw them in jail or throw them out. We got to get a judge's opinion on to get these people out of your house. And, you know, even though you're still making the payments on the thing and everything, they're living there for free. And then after they do get eventually booted out, you know, you can't reclaim any of that money.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, you know what's crazy is there are certain venues in the United States that have what they call squatters' rights. I mean, they literally almost favor the squatter over the homeowner. And that's exactly what we see with sanctuary cities. It's like they've given squatters' rights to illegals.
Yeah, like I say, they're basically coming in our house and living in our house, with, you know, uninvited. And so, you know, I think we need to start, instead of illegal aliens, we need to start calling them illegal squatters, because that's more a descriptive term of what they're actually doing.
Fair enough. Coming in here trying to get your fried fish, that's what they're doing.
It could be.
All right, man, where are you at right now? Are you on the way home?
I just crossed into Tennessee, man. I'm heading north.
All right, be careful. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one, Phil.
Take care, man. A couple more texts for the break. Russell from Rural Route 1. I can't say that. Russell from Rural Route 1 says he's not been hearing Brian Taylor's commercials. But, yeah, that's because all the big trial lawyer money is funding the commercials for his opponent right now. David from Athens says, Phil, I just heard our own Senator Katie Britt. Oh, that's right. Breaking news. Thank you, David from Athens, for reminding me. We just had breaking news during the show. Alabama's U.S. Senator Katie Britt is going to deliver the GOP response to Biden's State of the Union address. Now, for those who don't know, that's just a really huge deal. I mean, they often try to find an upcoming rising star within the party. They don't hand it off to like the Mitch McConnells and the John Thunes and the John Barrassos. They find somebody up and coming who's got a little more dynamic personality and is new on the scene. Like Marco Rubio gave it years ago when he was considered the new, you know, rising star. Anyway, Katie Britt is going to be delivering the GOP response to Biden's State of the Union, I believe, next week. So that's good doings. Congratulations to her. Good for Alabama. Specialist Edwards from Madison says, just wait till they pass the kids 5 and up are eligible to vote so they can choose their gender. Just saying, wow. Lead the way, Phil. He says, thank you very much, Specialist. Appreciate you. Yeah, I mean, I saw something today. It was on social media. A lady who's basically a mommy activist. And this mommy activist had her 19-month-old at a gay pride parade telling people that she uses non-binary gender terms. I'm pretty sure 19 months don't even know where their shoes are, much less how to selectively use their non-binary terms because they've made their own decision. It's ridiculous. Teresa from Town Creek, Gina from Pell City. I'm sorry. Gina from Pell City is apparently a fan of Justice Sarah Stewart, who's running against Brian Taylor that was here today, says that she believes that Justice Sarah Stewart was responsible for modernizing the court's computer systems a few years ago. Okay. Hope that means she can also decide cases and run the entire court system. Teresa from Town Creek, that's the one you read out earlier about Brian Taylor and saying she's made a decision now that you heard him talk. Lisa from Huntsville says, I love how liberals scream, quote, we need to do things here like they do in Europe. Obviously didn't pay attention to history class. Anyway, they say there is no country in the world that I know of that allows non-citizens to vote in their elections. It should not be allowed here either. I knew that topic was going to get people fired up. A couple more for the break. Harold from Huntsville says, I got a question. All right, Harold, what's your question? Says, a friend of mine were discussing politics. He concluded that Alabama's being run by 10 counties that have to agree on any major changes within any county that is true. Is that true? Counties in Alabama do not have their own autonomy to make major decisions. Yeah, we don't have much home rule. You're right. A lot of things have to go through Montgomery. But no, I mean, when you say 10 counties, what he may be meaning is population base, meaning that if you can win certain, it's like any election. When I ran for the state Senate, I campaigned everywhere out of respect for everyone. But I also knew that the box in Broomtown and Cherokee County was not going to win me the race. It was going to be one of the bigger boxes like the Meadowbrook box in Gadsden or the big box in Center in Cherokee County. So anyway, what he's probably saying there is that the biggest population centers have the most vote weight. And that's probably true. It doesn't mean that the other ones don't count, though. All right, take me to a break there, Big Rig. We'll do that. We'll come right back. We'll see where we are. Yeah, Biden and Trump delivering their dueling speeches at the border today. I have not seen the sound bites or heard the sound bites, but I imagine they were lively. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. Hey, by the way, you hear those ads playing during the break, right? So just know this, Right Side Radio is a standalone entity. We are a business unto ourselves. The stations you might be listening to us live on, they do not own us. We send them our show. And like any other business, you have to maintain revenue streams that keep the business going. One of the ways we do that at Right Side is by virtue of selling ads. So when you hear those ads play, that's part of how we are able to bring the show to you every day. Now listen, here's the deal. Think about this. Y'all are a bunch of Right Side ruffians. You may be a Right Side ruffian that has goods and services you want to sell. We have an audience here, they say, is well over 30,000 plus listeners per week. That's a bunch of Right Side ruffians that might want to buy from another ruffian. So I'm just saying, if you'd like to advertise on Right Side Radio, the way it works is you don't call the station, you contact us directly. And you go to rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Our website has all our stuff on it. and send us a message on the tab that says advertising and contact. Send us a message. Lauren will get back to you immediately. And she's great at what she does. And she's been working with quite a few people. Yeah, we've got new ads being placed like as we speak. But yeah, rightsideradio.org if you want to advertise on Right Side Radio. John from Huntsville, we're going to get his grades in today early because I don't want to miss them. I'm still somewhat chagrined by our grades yesterday. The fact that you and I got a B because we just dared to speak out about fried fish. I mean, this is America, right? This is a show that espouses the First Amendment freedoms that we love and hold dear. And yet I couldn't speak about fried fish. I don't understand.
Well, we can't gossip about our friends. And Jeff's our friend.
What, was it gossip?
I guess. I don't know.
Nah, I was talking about fish.
Okay.
Just fish. You were gossiping. I was just talking about fish. John from Huntsville says, I was going to give Big Rig an A+, but when he hit that Jack Ashery sound effect, I upgraded him to an A++. He said, Phil's fantastic performance also earns him an A++, and today's co-winners are Brian Taylor and Eric Johnston with an A++. Perfection and congratulations. I can live with that.
Yeah.
I can live with that. That's good stuff. Thanks, John. Appreciate you, as always. Got a brand spanking. Okay, yeah, I see. Somebody texted in, didn't give us their name. I think he was talking about that the last caller we had, Eric Johnston. His phone was a little hard to hear, and we did bump him up as best we could. So thank you for that. And that is Joe from Indiana. We got two from Indiana now. What's up?
Nice.
Indiana stepping in. All right, so now we have Jeff from Indiana and Joe from Indiana. If you guys are related, let me know. John from Harvest says, Grandpa Joe isn't going to go to the border to fix anything. He's going to go get some Mexican ice cream. Nice. Crystal, cousin Crystal from Moulton says, I heard Biden schedule his visit after it was known that Trump was going. Okay, so I guess that's it. He didn't want to get showed up. He didn't want to get showed up. What am I? He shown up? What am I looking for here? Anyway, he didn't want to get upstaged. Kenny from Elkmont says the UAW is pushing hard at Toyota Motor Plant in Huntsville, filling workers' heads with propaganda and half-truths. Not if I can help it. I will not join if voted in and will not ever support or participate in a strike. Right side strong. Kenny, I appreciate you, man. Tell your friends. I mean, if we start seeing the unionization of our non-union plants, it's going to drive business out of the state. It absolutely is. We're going to look like Detroit. And I got relatives in Detroit, and I can tell you right now, Detroit's suffering. And a lot of that is because they became so controlled by union-based politics that it just drove them into the ground. Mike from Owens Crossroads, what did you send me, Mike? Yeah, there's the announcement on Katie Britt. Yeah, that's awesome. So Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, pleased to announce that along with Leader McConnell, that they have selected Senator Katie Britt to deliver the Republican response to the State of the Union address. The American people will tune in as the youngest Republican woman ever elected to the Senate turns the page on the oldest president in history. Love it. Love it. Love it. Got to get her on the show pretty soon. That's kind of surreal. I mean, she's actually pretty young, you know, and you know, still got young kids. And anyway, all good. Glad to see it. Alabama in the House. Robert from Athens says, Colonel Phil, have the people of Alabama forgotten Phoenix City? Do we need to rewatch the movie Walking Tall? Vice Industries come with gangsters, whether they wear cheap Italian suits or feathered headdresses. Wow. Great text, Robert. By the way, yes, I've done a monologue on Phoenix City more than once. I need to do it again. That's the original. That was where the name Sin City, USA came from, was Phoenix City, Alabama. All right, folks, amazing day. We got an amazing tomorrow already laid on. You guys stay tuned. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 2:00.